Jaylen,
all right, we're good.
Jalen Reagor, Patriots wide receivers with Gresh and Fourier. Lead the way, Fourier.
Oh, okay. So, Jalen, thanks. So, it seems like you've been having a really good camp, catching everything out there, impressing a lot of people. With such a packed position room, like, what's the most important thing for you?
Doing my 111, just doing what the coach asked me to do. And when I'm in there, catch the ball, run routes, and get open.
Jalen.
So, hold on. Sorry, we're talking to that handsome guy up there.
There we
go. He's got a really big head, so the farther away he is, the better.
There you go. Yeah, he was in Philadelphia. They got a lot of people with the big heads down there, all those people on the other side of the state. But, Jalen, year one to year two, but this is a different offense, right? So I'm curious how much translates over the course of your NFL career. You played in a lot of different systems. Where are you just in terms of digesting this Alex Van Pelt offense?
I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot, you know, still learning every day, sharpening the knife and just making sure I hone in on the small details, because it's easy to, you know, once you learn to kind of slip. So it's, you know, being focusing on the, like, the intangible things and the things that it's easy to slip on.
Do you think that that is ultimately, like, the most important thing is, you know, letting the coaches know that they can trust you, so when the little things come up, they know, like, hey, I can count on Jalen, as opposed to, you know, a big catch or something like that?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I mean, we're all good receivers, a good player. So, I mean, making the catches and stuff like that, you know, I feel like that's expected as a standard in our room. But when the coach trusts you, that's a different type of, you know, thing, because, you know, like, that gives you confidence, because, you know, like, I've earned the trust of my coach. And then once you earn the trust of your position coach and the head coach, and then, of course, the OC, is like, you know, that's where you want to be.
What's the big challenge with kind of sharing a brain with these quarterbacks, Jacoby Brissett, Drake May, Bailey Zappe, obviously, and Joe Milton? What's that kind of communication been like for you?
It's been very good rapport between all of them, and because they're all different. And that's just like all the receivers, you know, we're all different. So it's good to learn and build chemistry with everybody, because you never know who you're going to be in with. You never know when your opportunity is going to come and who's it going to come with. So it's been pretty great.
Jalen, I would describe you as a grizzled young vet. You're only 25. You're on your third team. You've been through some stuff in the NFL.
Right.
Who was Jalen Reagor in 2020 coming into the league to the guy now that is trying to win a roster spot here in New England?
I mean, I was coming in, you know, first round pick, and it was a lot of stuff that come with being a first round pick, of course. And now, you know, I don't really look too much into trying to win a roster spot and all that. I let that handle itself, and I just keep doing what I do. And, you know, if it's for me, it's for me. And if it's not, then it won't be.
I mean, it seems like you have a real mature mindset as far as how things work in the NFL now. Was there a guy that you looked up to that you kind of wanted to emulate when you were coming into the league? Who was that guy?
I wouldn't say emulate, but when I was in Philly, DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey, they mentored me a lot, because they told me, you know, if you don't perform well, you know, which it doesn't happen for everybody, you know, it's a lot that comes with it. And you just got to stay the course, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, these guys, man, it's a lot of vets that I had, you know, with me. And I credit my receiver coaches that I had in the past, and everybody just kept me going, because at one point in time, I didn't even want to play football anymore. So it was just like I had to get back to having fun, and now I'm having fun and just about her being a kid again.
How did you find the fun in football again?
You know, coming in, it's like you learn it's a business. You know, it's different from college, and it's a lot more demands, and, you know, this is a production business. So if you're not producing, you know, they're going to find somebody to produce. And when I found myself, you know, once I got waived in Minnesota, it was like, man, I would have never thought, you know, that happened, because I didn't have any adversity until I got to the NFL. So it was just like, you know, I was due for some adversity, and I feel like it built my character because of how I handled it, and I feel like I'm on my way up. My best years ahead of me.
Yeah, and I would say resiliency would be a word I would say would really kind of, you know, kind of fits for you, at least for me, from my point of view. We know Gresh talked about the offense a little bit. As far as, like, you know, the learning, the volume of it, like, how much of the offense do you guys have been so far?
Honestly, you know, with AVP being so creative, I don't know. I mean, we have a lot in. We have enough where we can go play. But, I mean, AVP is very creative. He's a great OC. And who knows, we're going to play him.
Okay. All right.
Jalen, how do you see yourself fitting into this offense? Are you one side, the other? Are you the slot? I know a lot of guys will be like, well, we got to learn it all. But as you start to digest this offense, how do you see your best fit?
I mean, anywhere, honestly. But, you know, right now just primarily playing the X and being on the outside, winning those one-on-one matchups. And obviously in the return game, you know, if I stay there or whatever they have me do, I'm going to be able to do it. So right now I'm just taking it day by day and doing what the coach is asking to the best of my ability.
Hey, one other question that I got, but before we let Jalen go, because we have Tom Kern up here. Jalen, you mentioned, like, you're a vet. You've been through some things. You found the love for football once again. But you also have a lot of knowledge. You played 55 games in the league. You started 25. What's the fine line of dispensing the wisdom and the knowledge that has either been passed on to you or that you've learned to the young guys while you're still in a competitive situation?
I heard something that Stephon Diggs said the other day. You can never dim your light shining light on others. And I love helping Javon and Jalen Polk and, you know, all the young guys we have in our room. I love helping them. You know, Juju, when I came in here last year, Juju, KB, Pop, Booty, like all the guys, they were just so, like, welcoming. It wasn't like, oh, it's competitive. But we understand it's competitive. But I love to see those guys ball. Like, I love seeing Javon go make plays. I love seeing Jalen go make plays. Everybody in the receiver room, you know what I'm saying? KJ, anybody. Because at the end of the day, like, if they eat, we all eat. And it makes us look good as a collective group, you know. And I feel like that's what's going to take us far.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right, well, I'm going to let Jalen go because Handsome Griff is giving me
handsome
the eye.
Griff,
yeah,
is right
thanks,
there.
Thanks, Jalen. Appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you and watching you play throughout the year.
All right, there we go.